Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Middays with Thunder on The Fan, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Free on the Odyssey apps, iHeart apps, free on YouTube as well. We are on YouTube as we speak. My name's Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder, and it is my absolute honor and privilege at this time to bring into the show on The Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. He is manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy. Pat, thanks so much for jumping on today.
My pleasure, man. My pleasure.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to hear your voice. And, I'll be honest, it's been great to watch the team play this entire summer, spring, summer, and now into fall. I know you talked about it a little bit last week. I think the over-under in Vegas, which I'm sure are numbers you don't look at, and at the Potawatomi Sportsbook was 83.5 or 84.5 for total wins. 12 games to go, or 10 games to go, I'm sorry, you're already at 93. When you set your expectations for this season, do you have a win goal in mind? Is it a finishing a certain place in the division or in the league in mind? Or is it just playing the best baseball you can over 162?
Yeah, I try to not let my mind go to those big things. You know, like I really believe in this win tonight thing.
Yep.
And you just prepare them to win tonight, and then you look up and you go, wow, you know, that was decent.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's about. You know, like we had last year, nobody predicted us to win the league last year, and we won the league by 10 games. You know, like people can say what they want, and if you start putting any time into that or making your own predictions, I think you're doing yourself a disservice. Just go ahead and put your head down and play tonight and see what happens.
Pat Murphy joining us here on The Fan. It's easy. I don't know if it's easy, actually, I should say. But it sounds easy to say win tonight and to get everyone to buy into that. But when you have an 11-game winning streak, when you have a 14-game winning streak, when you know there are outside influences who are looking at the standings or potential playoff matchups or whatever that might be, how hard is it to focus on that win tonight in the clubhouse and make sure that everybody's on board and not, you know, and if people do peek at the standings, that it's maybe okay to peek at it once, but not to get caught up in that sort of thing.
Right. I mean, it's hard to control. These are young minds and our minds. I mean, young or old, you know, we're still at times undisciplined, and you know, it's a difficult task. It's the mental toughness that it takes to stay in the now is incredible. You know, it just is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's mental toughness. the mental toughness to stay in the now is really, really hard. And if players can start to take that journey and realize, wow, this is hard, but knowing that that's the journey that can lead you to a lot of success because your mind's on the right stuff, you know, that's toughness. Yeah.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy joining us here on Middays with Thunder. Pat, this is Tommy Wirtz here, was on the phone with you earlier. But you talk about the mental toughness with this team, and it also comes with such strong mental toughness with such little experience in the big leagues this season specifically. You know, you have a bunch of different rookies that have played massive roles for you this year, whether it is, you know, a Chad Patrick on the pitching side or how the breakout season of Isaac Collins and Caleb Durbin. How do you credit the young guys to have that mental toughness so early in their career and able to sustain it at least for 90% of a season? Like, where do you go with the credit on that that outcome for your team?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think credit is even anything that we should talk about. You know, it's credibility is what we talk about. Do those players develop credibility to be able to sustain it? And are they trusted by their teammates? And that's the credit word that we talk about is credibility. Who gets the credit? Who cares? Mm-hmm. You know, that's just not our deal. But you're right for picking out, like, these are young players that no one had on their roster. A lot of these players on our roster wouldn't make the Dodgers or the Phillies or the Cubs or the Padres. They wouldn't make the team. But they make our team because we're the sum of the parts. You know, like, we don't have a bunch of superstars. We don't. But we have guys that want to grind. We have guys that want to fight you and have that mental toughness for the now. Now, it's been amazing what these guys have achieved. They really have. And I'm really proud of them. We got a lot of season left, and we're beat up. We're beat up badly. We got guys going on one leg. We got guys with all sorts of physical ailments. And, you know, we got a long way to go. So, well, there's no coasting, you know, yeah. and we gotta keep that mentality.
Well, and Pat, how is that like a top-down thing preached, whether it is from Mark at the top or leaders in the clubhouse who are there every day on the coaching staff, and Christian Yelich specifically is who I want to get to as well with this. If you're going to have this mantra of win today and we're not worried about credit, we're worried about credibility, that's got to start from your leaders on the team, right? And Christian Yelich seems to embody that mindset better than anyone in your clubhouse, at least from the outside looking in.
I mean, he's incredible. You know, I don't know better than anyone else or whatever at it. He's just been at it the longest.
Sure.
He's cool, calm, collected. He doesn't force it. He doesn't try to be a leader. He doesn't try to draw attention to himself ever. He's humble. He's sincere. He's authentic. And he provides such great example that it's a lesson on leadership. You know, and he gives his opinion and he speaks up, but in really good doses. You know what I mean? In really good doses. He's critical to this ball club.
Pat Murphy joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. You mentioned some of the injuries, and certainly, you know, as fans of the team, followers of the team, and sports media members, whether we're sports media members or not, we're noticing the injuries. Like, I mean, everybody's seeing Jose Quintana in a boot and now on the injured list. Trevor McGill on the injured list and potentially with a setback. Nick Mears coming off the injured list. But, like, how much of this is, listen, at the end of 152 of 162 games, nobody's really healthy versus, like, you know, these are some injuries that the team really has to overcome looking ahead into the playoffs. Are you able to start planning for some of these injuries into the playoffs, or is it still you're not quite sure what this roster is going to look like a week or two from now?
Yeah, it's tough to forecast what the roster is going to look like completely. It's tough to forecast too much because McGill's injury, you know, could not go away. The Quintana injury, we feel confident he will be able to help us at some point. But look, guys, we got to finish this to the finish line.
Yep.
We got to finish it the right way.
Yep.
We've got tough opponents, maybe the toughest schedule of anybody because of familiarity and being on the road so much. And the pitchers were facing, you know, all that kind of comes into play. And we got to understand, we've always overcome things. We played last year, won the league by 10 games. Yelich only played 73 games for us.
Yep.
You know, Devin Williams played half the season. You know, it's the who, it's the collection working together. And I think we're going to have to do it that way, because we're not going to match up with any team in the postseason man for man. We match up in a different way. We match up in here we are, here's how we play, you know, let's see how we do it. So I'm not even there yet mentally, you know,
You're waiting there. You're a day at a time. I get that. And I think that's a great mindset that everyone can live by, more than just past baseball, right? And when did you realize, or when were you trying to implement that philosophy into your clubhouse, Pat, this season? When did you realize that that's when you could get the best out of this group of Milwaukee Brewers, where it is, hey, we can have goals, but we can't focus on those goals until we get done with our business today? When did you realize that that was going to be the best message, and when did you see a turn with the team on when they really bought into that message this year?
Yeah, I've had that message since the day I started as the manager. I mean, it's been win tonight, and it's been all about the now and playing in the now. So it's even tough doing these interviews talking about going forward, but it's part of my job, so I do it. And you guys seem like really nice guys. So
we try.
We try.
Yeah.
And we're fans. Honestly, like, I know we're in the media, but we're fans too. So we cheer for you guys literally every day.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, this is always something. It's pretty simple. It's like, but like you mentioned astutely, you know, like, executing it is the hard part.
Yeah.
I say all this stuff, but do I really live it? You know, do I live it? And that's the difference, man. And if we got to keep our head that way, and the belief system, do you really believe? You know, are you positive about how you think? I mean, that's an area where I get crazy. I get negative and negative thinking and what if, and I guess that's part of my job. But ultimately, you got to believe in your core, like a spirit, like there's something special. Let's let this team play it out. There's something special about this group. I mean, we started the season, guys. We started the season. Of the pitchers on our roster right now, only one, Freddie Peralta. Now Mears is back. No, Mears wasn't with us. Freddie Peralta and Koenig are the only two guys that opened the season able to pitch.
Wow.
Freddie Peralta and Koenig, the only two guys opened the season. We had 11 other pitchers out that opened the season in New York, and we sustained that. We got through that. So nobody's had bigger adversity than us, but we've come together, and you know, there's been a lot of consistent play, and like you guys mentioned, some of these rookies, they're cliffhangers. You know what I mean? They don't know if their locker's going to be there. They don't know if they're getting sent to AAA when I call them in. You know, it's like, it's a beautiful thing. They play hard, and their season is successful already. No matter how it goes forward, they've had a great season and represented the city well and the Milwaukee Brewers well.
Well, and Pat, as you talk about the team, you talk about some of the rookies, the special season that it's been. And I think sometimes it's hard for us as fans and as media members to, like, know who to focus on. You guys talked about Christian Yelich for a little bit, and we talked about on our show, one of our topics was, is Christian Yelich underappreciated? Because we, you know, Andrew Vaughn is terrible with the White Sox, gets sent down, and all of a sudden he's, you know, he's the best player in baseball in July. And then what Caleb Durbin's done, what Isaac Collins has done, Bryce Turang all of a sudden is Babe Ruth and the best power hitter in August and is unbelievable. And then you look at what Freddie Peralta's done with 17 wins with a 2.65 ERA. Quinn Priester, he's pitched in 18 straight games. You guys have won 18 straight games that he's pitched in. There's so many different storylines that when you get asked questions at post-game press conferences or you do interviews like this, like, how do you know what storyline that people want to hear about, or are you interested in some of these guys' backgrounds and where they came from and how they got to where they are today? Like, there's so much to, I mean, we could talk for hours and get, you know, it would take hours to get through each player's actually interesting story, and you get to deal with that every day.
I do, you know, and it's a privilege. That's what I can tell you. It's a privilege to be around these guys. You know, they all do have a great story, but they didn't get here. And you know, we really got to credit our front office for, you know, just understanding what fits here, you know. It's a difference maker, you know. So,
Pat Murphy, Brewers manager, joining us here on Middays with Thunder. Brewers set to take on the Angels today, 6:40, first pitch from American Family Field. I have just one more question for you here, Pat. I never had the opportunity to meet Bob Uecker in my lifetime, which is a huge regret in my life. I was even employed when I was 18 with the Brewers and never found my way over there. What would his reaction to this season be so far? How would he be going throughout this? I mean, it's been an awesome run throughout the summer, and you see a lot of great stories and a lot of great moments. You know, you have the burgers for the city and the moments of Miz coming up and being an all-star,
yeah,
right?
Like the pancakes.
You know, I'm assuming Bob would have shared a pancake with you, at least from what I know. But what can you imagine? You know, the first year without him and forever with this organization, and how would he have reacted to what's going on this summer?
Yeah, he's the same. You know, like I believe Uke is with us in spirit, and you know, we can feel him around the clubhouse. I mean, I can just see him coming forward the same every single day. Howdy, boys! When we lost, he'd be like, I don't worry about that. You know, when we won, he'd be the same. He'd be talking about something else. You know, he knew how to handle his whole, you know, the baseball season. That's where he was most at home, in the clubhouse. You know, that's where things were really, really special for him. So, I mean, I'm just, I'm here to tell you that he is as connected to this group as he was to last year's group.
That's awesome. Pat Murphy joining us here on 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. And before we let you go, 10 games left in the season. I know your mantra of win tonight and the focus on that, but as someone who does look at the standings every day, I see where the Cubs are. I see where the Phillies are. What would it mean to this team to not have to play in the wild card round, knowing kind of the heartache over the past few years and specifically last year, and with the injuries, knowing that there might be a few extra days to rest if things go the right way the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously, that's what we want to have happen, because you've got less games to have to win it all. And you want to build in that advantage, but this team hasn't done anything the easy way. This team always has found a way to make life interesting. And, you know, I respect whatever happens for them, you know, like whatever way they choose to do it. And it will be their choice, because they're capable of, you know, we got some tough pitching we're going to face in the next 7 days, 10 days. You know? The pitching, you know, the kid tonight is outstanding, capable, why he gets paid the big money. The kid tomorrow gets paid $35 million next year for pitching. That means he's a star. The kid after that's a veteran that has beaten us many times. The three in San Diego are all getting paid tons of money because they're really, really good. Yep. And so we got to figure that out. It's going to be like playoff baseball, and we got to just keep going. And can't let what's supposed to be. I had somebody say to me this morning, "Oh, you're playing the Angels. They don't have a very good record." That has nothing to do with how the game's going to turn out, you know, because anybody in the big leagues can beat anybody. So we just got to keep that mentality.
Right.
Sorry, I can't jump in on your, you know, talking about the postseason that much, because it's not here yet.
No, that totally makes sense. I was going to piggyback on what you just said and say, if the Brewers played the Angels 162 times, you know, and you might disagree with this or not want to even make that hypothetical, I'm guessing the Brewers win a good 90 to 100 games, just based on how this team's seasons have gone this year. But you don't play them. You don't play them 162 times. You play them three times. And each game, like you said, is a win tonight individual game. So as much as, you know, you look at past history and you look at the statistics, and yes, Are you favored to win tonight? Sure. But a pitcher pitches a shutout, you have no control over that, right? So you just have to keep moving forward, right, Coach?
No question. You can't even, you mentioned the word favored. You know, you just win pitches. Yep. You just keep winning pitches. You know, if it's a ball, you take it. If it's a strike, you hit it. And hopefully you hit it where they're not. But you hit it hard enough that the space you have is a little bigger when you hit it real hard. So I think you kind of break it down into that, and you don't think too much about it. The results take care of themselves, and you know, try to stay poised under pressure, because there's a lot of pressure on these guys now.
Yeah,
it's something they've never faced. They've always been the underdogs, and now they're being told, well, you know, you break the all-time record for franchise wins, and these guys are just like, what? Yeah. Early in the season, we didn't know we were going to be in the big leagues, and then the way the season started, we're like, we didn't know we weren't going to be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Be in last place, so
we're just trying to win tonight, right?
That's exactly it.
I love it, Pat. Thank you so much for taking the time. As you know, you've got a city, you've got a region, you've got a state, all with your eyes on you, filling up AmFam Field pretty much every game from this point till the end of the season, and certainly into the playoffs. I know when the playoffs roll around, it's going to be loud, it's going to be raucous, as it should be. And that's, you know, that's why we're fans, because we're fanatics and we get loud. But, you know, we're cheering for you. We're cheering for the team. And we wish you much. I'm not going to say luck. We wish you much success the rest of the regular season and whatever tonight's exist after that.
Thank you so much. And thanks for all your respect for these guys. They really deserve it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Pat.
Alrighty, take care, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.